Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Yes, indeed. Everybody goes and grows through transitions. The question is, are you waiting? What are you waiting on? Well, don't wait. Trust the process. And how do you trust the process? You do the process. What is the process? It's what you're going to find out. Yes, indeed, transition, that's the order of the day. It's movement, it's change, it's growth. It's about growing and rediscovering who and what you are, redefining how you see yourself, recognizing that there's really no sickness, no disorder. Everything is already is. Everything already is. Order, harmony, joy, peace is already there. So you got to step into metaphysics. You got to go beyond. You got to see beyond the physical appearances so that you can actually sense that all is already well, already. That's what transition is about, to remind you. So once you pass the test, for yourself, you realize, why am I tripping? I've gone through this before. It's painful right now, but I'm going to get through it. This too shall pass. Yes, indeed. And the two that will pass, you will pass, and the incident will pass. So this TWO will pass, and this TOO will pass. These two, you and the situation, we're all going to move and change and transcend. And you realize, oh, it's all part of the universal cosmic hide-and-seek game. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yes, you do. If someone told you that you made a difference in their life today or the last few days, well, if nobody's told you, and even if someone's told you, I'm letting you know you make a difference. Just because you are, just because you're listening to this show, you're making a difference in my life. You're here to release your gift. You are the gift. You are the giver, and you are the gift. So as you give, you receive. As a matter of fact, they go hand in hand. You can't give without receiving. So it's all about reprogramming, rethinking about this giving and receiving, a new awareness. Then as the gift, you are the giver. And because you are the gift, as you give, you receive the joy of sharing. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AMLifeConversationsRadio.com. It's time for a shift in consciousness. Today's topic is the shift equation. It's all about being a scientist. Scientists. If you're not a scientist, as a matter of fact, you can be. Some people are scientists, but you need mad scientists. And we have one joining us today. Mad scientists. You have to go beyond. You have to go deep down and try the things out. Try the different insights and wisdom and see what's really going on. Yes, we are talking about the shift equation, how to solve life's problem. Simply understanding and working the process by using the principle. The principles that are always here. It's your choice. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived and all that other good stuff. My co-producer in the house, listeners in the chat room, on the phone line. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. And speaking of showing up, let me go to my co-producer. Okay, I'm reading the message. But let me go to my co-producer. I haven't done this in a while. I think I better do this. And I feel like she needs this. She's been sending me telepathic messages. How come you just bring me on in such a, just, you know, come on now. I'm the Abundant Mac. Come on now. Life Coach Ade. Come on now. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful co-producer, Betty Pagin. Betty, people are happy to have you here today, this very moment. How is my friend doing? And she's extremely quiet, but now she's having an attitude. Betty, we can't hear a word you're saying. All right, let's try something else. let's move on. And then she'll try back. She's been having issues with her headset. So, Betty, I can't hear you right now, so I'll come back to you. So, you're listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. Welcome you, Electra, Tamara, the joyful one. Nice to see you. Betty, get it together.
Send me a text message or something. A text message, a private message, instant message, a tweet. Just come on now. Talk to a brother. Let me try you again, or else we'll do something else, and then we'll come back to you. Let's see. Where are my tabs? I'm tabbing here. Go. Let's try Betty again. Maybe she was sleeping. Maybe that's what it is. She's been working hard. Betty, are you awake? Can the world scream with me and say, Betty, wake up? Okay, let's try this number. Okay, that number is not working, so she's calling in another number. She's panicking. It's okay, don't panic. We know the process. Hey, Betty, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, there you are. You're playing hide and seek with me. I found you. You can't hide from me.
No, I have to reboot, so usually I can hear you on this computer, but I can't talk to you, which means I need to reboot it, like I did yesterday, and it'll come in. But anyway, I'm here now.
And if you're having some resistance in your body about that process, just listen. The process will help you. You know, the shift equation. I could manifest the proper computer, the proper mic, the proper headset, whatever you need. You're in the right place.
I've been trying to scream Zoe, and I think he's been hearing me like you, and I'm not realizing he don't hear me. So anyway.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay. For those who don't know me and who's calling in and listening in and all that fun stuff and new and visiting the chat room, I am Betty, and each day I'll be bringing you the going on, the coming ins, and the going out of Live Conversations Radio. Now, just for a brief reminder for those who are listening, who are our regulars in the chat room, and for those who are new, please, if you would like to ask a question to Life Coach Ade or our guest, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade tab on Facebook, a page on Facebook, and post your question there. Now, I am on that page live during the show, so I'll be able to see anything you post immediately and get it back to you. Now, if you do not do the Facebook thing, then please go to our radio website, which is www.liveconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach ID tab and send in your comment or question that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. Now, having said all that, we're going to have a wonderful show. And tomorrow, we're also going to have a wonderful show because joining us, we are welcoming Dr. Michael Lennox, renowned dream interpreter. And Michael will assist us in understanding our dreams. Now, he will explain to us why we dream, how to interpret our dreams, the wisdom and gifts of our dreams, and so much more. He'll also be taking your calls and interpreting your dreams. So make sure to jot them down and tune in to us tomorrow and Dr. Michael Lennox shed some clarity on that dream you're having. Now, Thursday, we will end the week out with Dr. Frank Kinslow, who will be sharing with us the secrets of instant healing and the secrets of quantum living through a process he created called quantum entrainment. And, folks, you don't want to miss this show. And, of course, you don't want to miss each day Celeste Morgan as she drops by for a celestial moment. Now, to learn all about our upcoming guests, our hosts, our programming, and so much more, please visit LifeConversationsMedia.com. To like the show, follow the show, to listen to any of our archived shows, please go to LifeConversationsRadio.com. It's time for a cup of coffee. Life Coach Ade, take it away.
Betty, you're so calm today. You're so relaxed. Are you okay? Is everything all right? Do we need to talk after the show? Do we need to talk now?
You kind of just kind of, but I understand. We can talk later. But I'm sure by the time you listen to the Mad Scientist, you'll be all right.
I love them.
I know.
Great, folks. I tell you, I love this guy. And he's so passionate about what he does. So, here you go.
All right. Thank you, Dolly. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. Betty was just telling you about Dr. Michael Lennox, the dream interpreter. We had Kelly here last year, a few days ago. But, you know, one of the things that we're also going to do with Dr. Lennox, I was watching some of his videos yesterday, and it was just like, wow, for me. So if you have bring your questions about your dreams and stuff. But we're going to start the show of really, I want to get to the bottom of dreams. Maybe it's just bottomless, so I may not get to you guys. But we'll see what happens. But he's really good. And I'm just grateful for all the hosts that are showing up at this platform right now to share their gift, to share their wisdom. And I'm happy to bring you Zoe. And let's read a little bit about Zoe. Zoe is a Zoetron. Where is this? Let's go over here. Zoe is the creator of the process. What is the process? It is a problem-solving method that brings you to a better state of being. Take that in so that you can deal with life challenges from a calm, peaceful, and collected place. Don't we all need that? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. He is a modern-day alchemist. I told you he's a mad scientist. He's nuts. He never underestimates the spirit. He's nuts. He's a light worker. He's an author, a speaker, and a coach. He was born in Canada, and so has lived in the U.S. since age 14. He's now in his 30s. He grew up quickly in order to escape a house strict religious upbringing. Set in violence and chaos and insanity. I was just laughing about part of his bio that said he grew up quickly. He was like, I'm getting the heck out of this place. I need some more insight. So he discovered the Toltec wisdom on one hand, and on the other, he discovered drugs and alcohol. He was like, woo, I'm free, or not. Well, over the next decade, he would push the limits of both. The Toltec wisdom, drugs and alcohol. Along the way, he would discover and experience things he could not have experienced any other way. Eventually, the light won, and Zoe chose to follow his spirituality as his life path. After overcoming multiple addictions, he now looks back at his life's trial, not as a curse to be regretted, but as valuable lessons to appreciate with love. You know, they say experience is the best teacher. Sometimes you have to go to the belly of the beast to pull out the treasures and realize. As a matter of fact, there was no best beast. It was just life happening, pushing out the best. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome the wonderful Zoe, the Zoetron. Zoe, how are you doing? Oh, wait a minute. What is it again? Zoe. People are happy to see you. I think, something is not happening. Like, anyway, I see you. How is my brother doing today?
I'm doing excellent, Ade. Thank you very much.
Good. It is nice to have you back on Life Conversations Radio. And we're going to take the process to the next level and just talk about the mechanics of manifesting. So much to get into, just to declutter our consciousness so we can use the tools to get us to where we need to go. But before we go into that, I got one question I got to ask you. And the question is, who are you? Who is Zoe?
Who is Zoe? In a nutshell, the truest explanation of who Zoe is that he is a courageous, inspiring, powerful, honest, and authentic being of light.
Mm-hmm. Authentic being of light. Yes,
yeah.
Be in the light that you are. I want to go back to your bio. Let's talk about the experience where you discovered the Toltec wisdom on one hand,
yeah,
and then the other, drugs and alcohol. You know, we talk about the process, and life is a process. Tell us about that experience. What was that like for you?
Wow, that was, there was no accident that they came at the same time. we had just moved from Canada into Montana because my family, my dad's business had actually gone bankrupt, and he was falling back on some land that he had in Montana, and he brought us down there. And I'd had all my friends since grade school, up in Canada, I was about 14, 15, and in my mind, I'd lost everything, and the universe was shattered, and, you know, there was no hope. And it's really interesting that whether there is or not, it's those agreements that we make with ourselves that make our universe a friendly or a hostile place. You know what I'm saying? So the conditions of where we were living, and we ended up living like in this trailer out in the middle of nowhere with rats and no heat. And I mean, it just became hell. And I had met friends at the time that their parents were old hippies, basically. And they were big fans of the Carlos Castaneda movement back in the day, like when the books first came out. If you're familiar with the Castaneda series, it's an anthropologist who becomes a Toltec master, basically. And he, it's like an account of like years and years and years of these actual experiences he has studying under Don Juan, a Toltec master. Are you familiar with the Carlos Castaneda series?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay, I figured as much. So that's good because it keeps me from having to go into further explanation.
you can for the listeners.
That's true. Well,
don't forget, just you and I having a conversation, but they're eavesdropping on our conversation. Just let them know about it.
Lucky us. That's beautiful. I just have to stop and say thank you for having me on the show, and I'm honored. I know that you guys have such powerful and prolific people on here all the time, so I just had to stop and say thank you for having me back. It's always an honor, and I love just listening to you speak before we get going. It shifts me. I don't even need the shift equation. I just need the Ade equation. Just listen to Ade in the morning for like 10 minutes, and I can take on the world. So thank you.
You're welcome, brother.
For sure. So what happened was I moved in with these people because I had to just get out of wherever I was. And they also happened to be users. They all happened to be in the space of use and abuse. And the difference being, you know, to use something is to have power over it and to use it as a tool from time to time. And it doesn't matter if it's knowledge or food or a drug or something, you know, that's using. And then abusing is like the abnormal use, is like where it gains power over you and you can only operate if you have this thing in your life or in your body, and, you know, it becomes an addiction. And so I was 15, just, you know, a kid. And I had basically been immersed in this, I dove head first into this environment where here we had these books around where I was reading shamanism and I was extracting these lessons from listening or from reading these conversations between Don Juan and Carlos and saying, yeah, I can apply this to my life, apply this to my life. And on the other hand, I was engaging in alcohol and cigarettes and crystal meth and hallucinogenics and all these other things. So I basically, as soon as I got out of that space with my parents and that trailer and stuff, I hit the ground running, and I just, you know, I went out into the world, and that's what I found first thing. And what's interesting is that in between, I was raised Catholic, and in between 12 and 15, I had this phase, and I actually just came to this realization about a month ago and put it in the book. There was a phase that I had reached, and there was no other way to explain it other than calling it embracing nothing. After I'd left the Catholic Church when I was 12, by my own accord, I started to question everything, every belief that had ever been given to me. Parents, friends, family, authority members, school, government, like everything. I really started to look. Here I am, like 12 years old, and looking at the world, and I started to question: is anything real? You know, or is it just handed down to us, and do we just, you know, accept it without question? And so there was this phase where I really just believed in nothing, and then it was that kind of brief, I guess you could call it a perfect storm for letting anything into my life at that point. And that's what happened, is what showed up for me was shamanism and addiction. And eventually, over the next 10 years, I would phase in and out of both. And it came to a time where I realized that I had learned everything that I could from alcohol, smoking, drugs. I got to a point where I was regretful that I had got into it. But then once I got clear and I got out of it, I looked back and I realized there was no other way that I could get to where I am now without those things. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, as I listen to you, when you talk about questioning everything, you know, your parents' authority, your life, what you've learned, religion, spirituality. Sometimes some of us are afraid to question, or maybe sometimes we don't even ask the right questions. But when we can allow ourselves to question what we believe, to question our spirituality, to question what we say we know, you know, it brings us so much enlightenment, if you will. And when we look at what we've gone through in the past, and we can look at it and say, okay, maybe it was painful, maybe it was horrible, maybe it was traumatic, but what did I learn from that experience? What were the gifts that I received? And
exactly.
I really believe, for me, the experiences of life, they're not good or bad. They're just an opportunity for us to really see who we really are. And then once when we see who we really are, we can now, as you said earlier, being an authentic shiner. I don't know if that's a good word, but I'm going to use it. Authentic shiner of the light. You become the shiner of the light because you have gone through experiences where society might judge you. Who are you to talk about spirituality? You were in drugs. Well, actually, maybe because you were in drugs, you were able to see that there's so much more to life, and you don't need to abuse drugs. You just allow yourself to be used by by God and get intoxicated so that you can recognize that you can have a natural high. And for me, that's what I really feel needs to happen with when we talk about spirituality. It's about examining and looking at our lives. And we have different experiences that are painful, but sometimes we don't question them. We don't ask ourselves, well, my belief that I have about this, where did it come from? Whose idea is it? And I want to segue into the process. You have this process called the process.
Yep.
So let's from your voice, from your energy, from your essence, what is the process?
The process, in its simplest form, the easiest way to explain it is that it is actually energy transmutation or transformation. And the foundation of it is really based in physics. It is a spiritual tool, which is interesting. It leads to a spiritual tool, but it begins in physics. It begins out of science. And the idea is that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. Mm-hmm. So if I cannot destroy fear, which is an energy, and I cannot create love or vice versa, then I must be able to transform one into the other. And it's kind of like, it's tough. It's tough for people to grasp that idea because they're supposed to be polar opposites. They're not supposed to be related at all. However, they're unified through the fact that they're both energy. So the trick is, how do I get from one to the other? How do I morph one into the other, especially because if fear cannot be destroyed, that means that it's energetically, whether it's in my life or not, it's out there somewhere, and it's only a matter of time before I run into it. And it doesn't matter how accomplished or how enlightened I am, because each and every person on earth has their own fear. So those that are in, say, in lower income, their fear is that their lights are going to be turned off or get their car repoed this week. Or if you're a billionaire, your fear is that, you know, you can't trust anybody or things like that. So, but then you go back to the person who is in the lower income, and maybe their strength or their love is that they're very compassionate and very wise people. And you go back to the billionaire, and maybe his strength is that he is generous, and he's open-hearted, you know. So it doesn't matter whether you are financially a master, emotionally a master, spiritually a master, or on the road to learning mastery. We all have our challenges. We all have one fear or another, and that, in a way, unifies us. Because people, unfortunately, in my experience, some people have actually given up on the idea that love exists. But everybody knows what fear is. Everybody knows what pain is. And if you look at Buddha, Prince Siddhartha didn't learn a thing until he understood pain, until he understood suffering. Right? So,
yes.
With that being said, what is the process that Buddha went through? What is it that all of the masters that, you know, Gandhi and Christ and all of, you know, and Muhammad, what allowed them, what was the thing that they went through that gave them the power to take these really, like, diverse situations? I mean, Gandhi fought a war without guns, for goodness sake, you know? What power was that that allowed them to transform these diverse and somewhat tragic or awful, could be construed as, situations into, like, the greatest lessons that we've ever known? And my theory is that it is the process, and that the reason being is that the process is not something I created. It's just something I discovered that the greats have always done, and that we can systematize and teach that to everybody. And that's like my life mission, to create inner peace with the side effect of world peace.
I love that. Careful, by attaining inner peace, the side effect is there might be world peace. Are you ready for that? I know that's right. So what I hear you saying is this whole thing about, you know, the millionaire who may think everybody's after him or her, or just somebody who's growing up or who lived in a quote unquote underprivileged, whatever that means.
Yep.
If there's an underprivileged, then it must be overprivileged. But maybe that's a billionaire. Uh-huh. But anyway, you know, it's about how we think about our situation. It's about how we are thinking, how we see the world. And you're saying, because when we look at life as energy, and we really understand the simple science that energy cannot be created or destroyed, it can only be transformed. So through our thoughts and our way of being, we get to transform whatever it is we're going through or growing through.
Exactly.
And that's what I hear you say. And when you talk about fear, you know, some people say, people say that love don't exist, but they accept that fear is all there is. It's really about an understanding of knowing that fear is just the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really about going back and forth. And that's what I hear. So when we learn to manipulate, transmute or transform energy, so when we're having this vibration, fear vibration, that we have the power to play around with that energy and change it to what we want. That's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. And it's really the simplest ways to do it are with perception, being able to change our perception of things. And the mechanics behind that is that, you know, we are electrical beings. We have electricity running through us. We wouldn't be listening to this show if we didn't have electricity running through our bodies. You know, our thoughts, our movements, all of those things are all communicated through our body, through electricity. And so,
right,
when our thoughts change, these electrical patterns change, and they literally raise and lower the vibration of matter in our body, matter being chemical, gas, liquid. And so it was just a huge thing. I was talking to my ex-wife about, she's studying to be, I believe, a psychologist, researcher. And she spent 30 weeks measuring brainwaves at one of her courses. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, what are brainwaves? And it was so funny because I'd finished the book and it just hadn't really occurred to me to put this in. But she said, well, they're electrical signals. And just this huge download came in. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I get that we manifest. I get that we can raise and lower our vibration and all these things. But what was the connection? And it really boils down to electricity. Is that by being electric beings, I mean, electricity brings life to things that which are not biological.
Mm-hmm.
For goodness sake, right? TVs, microwaves, cars, computers. I mean, it can create something that's not alive that, and allow it to think, give it the power to think, here it all kind of came together in this huge puzzle, you know, the final piece was there. And so when we change our thoughts and when we change our perceptions, if our thought, here's another Einstein quote, if we see the universe as hostile, then it is hostile. And then if we see it as friendly, it is friendly. And so we are putting out the signal, right? But due to the law of attraction, if I see the world as hostile, the signal, the brainwaves, the vibration of my body is all saying, bring me hostility. But if I see the world as friendly, right, it changes the vibration. It changes the electrical signals. It changes everything. And it says, bring me friendly. And it's really interesting, right? And it's really interesting. It's really simple. It all boils down back to love and fear. Is that what else
love
could I create from fear than more fear? What else could I create from love than more love? So in almost a scientific or logical way, love is very functional. Not just a romantic idea, but a successful and harmonious way to live.
Yeah, only two emotions in life, love and fear. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Only two emotions, love and
mm-hmm.
fear. That's what I hear, and that's what it is. That is the truth. My guest is Zoe. His website address is lightspace-slc.com, lightspace-slc.com. He's a speaker, a coach, and an alchemist. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to use the process. And I want to ask Zoe, maybe there's some things, you know, sounds scientific, but life is scientific. You know, we talk about metaphysics. And until we get the essence of life, then I just can't even get why scientists and religious people can't even sit on the table and drink together. Because they're talking about the same thing. But anyway, Zoe's going to break it down. She's going to share with us how to use the process to solve or to allow the solution to whatever it is we're going through or growing through, whatever it is, health challenge, emotional challenges, whatever it is, financial challenges, you can't get a job, you're looking for a wife or a husband, Mr. Right, Mrs. Wrong, whatever you're looking for, the process. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AMLifeConversationsRadio.com. We are taking your questions. The number is 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. Don't type and talk. It doesn't work well unless you're an alchemist. Are you? I don't know. Okay, so it's Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. And as Betty said earlier, for those of you who don't do Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and click the tab. What's the tab again? Ask Life Coach Ade. And send in your questions, your comments, maybe thoughts. What you're feeling right now, your flash, your intuitive hunch. Share, be part of the conversation. We welcome all of you, and we also ask you to share the show with your friends, your coworkers, your lovers, your haters, your enemies. Your enemy is your enemy, so you really don't have an enemy. You just think you do, but when you transform energy, you realize your enemy is your inner me. It's the inner you. You can tweet the show, text it, share it, and make sure, more importantly, make sure you click the like button on the homepage right now, those of you listening online, or those of you listening on the archive. And in about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes, we're going to have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where she shares with us what number is running today, how we can apply it in our lives. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Zoe. In the meantime, check out his website, SLC, SouthLakeCity.com. So it's lightspace-slc.com. We'll be right back.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Snickerdoodle
shortbread,
dodgy nut
bars.
How many cheeks
in the cookie jar?
One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed, we do. We declare, we accept it, we let it be. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m., most of the time, Eastern. And we've got other shows on this network. Check out our website, lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. We have Ancestral Blueprints that comes on last Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern. And then we have Conscious Parenting. We actually have a great news about Conscious Parenting. Starting this well, the last Wednesday of this month, conscious parenting is now an hour and a half rather than an hour. So things are shifting and changing, and it continues to shift and grow because we have Zoe on our side, and we are working the process. We are transforming energy and letting life happen. So, my brother Zoe, let's talk about the process, and then we're going to talk about the mechanics of manifestation. So,
sure.
The process. Can you use it for anything? Does it work for health challenges or not? Emotional challenges? How does it work, really? Let's start with that. Let's take us through the process. The process of the process.
Well, the process of the process was actually, I started about 3 years ago in a not so great space. So what's great about it is that it works no matter where you are in life, no matter how enlightened or how deep in darkness you are, it always works. And the reason being is that what I discovered is that problems are not problems. They're just events that we tag with negative energy. So anything can be a problem. Receiving money can be a problem if I am to tag it with energy, negative energy. A flat tire can be a problem, or they can be learning experiences and learning opportunities or even blessings in disguise. But it's all based on how I look at it, which kind of explains Wayne Dyer's his way of looking at it. He says that when you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at change. So right off the bat, when any event makes its way into our life, either through manifestation or attraction, we have a choice right then and there. We can create an agreement, which is what we call in Toltec terms. We can create an agreement in that moment. We can either agree that this is an opportunity to learn, or we can agree that the universe is punishing us, and we'll operate from that space for the rest of the time being,
right.
Which will create either wisdom and a lesson, or it will create a downward spiral. The choice is yours, really. And as you've said, to reiterate what you've said a couple of times through the show, there's no right or wrong way to do this or to live your life. It's just, do you want to keep learning the same lessons over and over again? Are you living your life from a healthy or an unhealthy space? Are you creating sustainable cycles in your life or unsustainable cycles? That's really what it boils down to. It's not about right or wrong. It really boils down to function, practicality, things like that. What I realized is that every time I wrote something in my journal, which is how the process began, I wrote something that I wanted to change about myself. So my journal first started out as things I don't like about myself. It's literally what I stated. And it was funny because I'm obviously in a different space now. But at the time, on the vibration I was at, it was the way that I got to just be real with myself and say, hey, like, it's time to look myself in the mirror and look at the things that I'm doing in my relationships and my career, and make a change and really look at the things that I do, and whether I know why I do them or not, just start to change them and maybe figure out why I do them later.
Right.
That's kind of one of the problems with problem solving is how we problem solve. An analogy I like to use.
One of the problems I put myself is how we problem solve. I love that. right.
Because we want to know why so bad. Why is this happening to me? And we try, we want to put it all together, and that's fine. You know, we have the right. However, it's the order that we do it in, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to, have this event. There's an event that happens. And then we tend to go into the why. We tend to go into CSI Miami mode and be like, okay, let's go and trace back to my childhood or the one time that I was hurt. And the issue that I have with that is that we're usually in some sort of state, emotional state, and usually a negative one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go through and we'll go and find everything negative that we can and just mm-hmm. affirm and go into this research and look and be like, okay, I want to wear, and never even get to the solution. When really the order that makes the most sense is to have the issue, what is the solution right away, and can I get the why later?
So, you're not saying people should not trace back what happened in the childhood, but just don't go back there emotionally, mentally, whatever way you want to be hypnotized. Don't just go there to find evidence to prove why you feel like a victim right now, but go there to look back what happened, and now you're going back because you've been a scientist. You want to find out what the cause is, if you will, and recognizing
right.
that you, of course, caused, you can change that now. So it's about going back to find out what happened and then be able to change that in this present time. So basically it's about don't just wallow in your story, but go there
and
move forward. Okay, got it.
And this is what happened to me, and that's the thing. People go from event to why and then think they're going to find the solution, and sometimes they do and sometimes mm-hmm. they don't. However, mm-hmm. wouldn't you rather find the solution and get out of that negative space right away so you're not attracting more of that and then find out why? Because from that space, once you found solution, you're usually back into a positive space. And then when you look back at why, hindsight is 20/20, and you're now clear. You're not in a state of crisis. You're not in a state of victimhood. You've already overcome the issue. And the why is the lesson. The why becomes, oh, well, this is why this happened. Oh, because I was supposed to learn this. So, for example, say you fall asleep by the campfire, okay? And you wake up and your jacket's on fire. Are you going to stand up and say, look up into the sky and say, hey, universe, why is this happening to me? And are you going to start running around the camp looking for what started it? Or are you going to go find water right away and then figure out why you're on fire after?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's interesting because I think it's all about intention, right? Because what I'm hearing you say is if you want to hold on to your victim story, then you're going to be stuck. But if you're ready to move forward, you set a different intention. If you're on fire, you're not going to just say, why did this happen? Oh, I just know. Something bad is always happening to me. We're going to take action. So it's really about intention. So that translate into the results that people get for the process, right? It's the intention that
you're
setting.
Mm-hmm. It also has a lot to do with clarity.
Okay.
So we've all looked at
that. When you say clarity, what do you mean?
How can I be clear when I'm on fire? You know, when I'm on fire, I'm in a space of urgency and anxiety and fear and all of these other things. So how could I possibly problem solve effectively from that space? Yet, isn't that what we do? We are emotionally on fire or something about some situation, and then we go looking for the why from that space. But my suggestion, my recommendation is jump in the lake, okay? Find your solution. Your solution is water, okay? Find your solution first, and then come back and discover that when you fell asleep, maybe you left a book of matches by the fire, and it was by your coat, and this is why. But what we try to do is we try to figure out why while we're emotionally on fire. And then we never get to the solution. Because if you're going to do that, you'll never make it to the water. You'll just burn up. And that's what's happened to so many of us, is that we just get stuck in the why, when the why is the last thing that you have to figure out. The solution is what you want to figure out now. And that's how, you know, Navy SEALs do it, and well-trained people, they look for solutions first, and then they do the forensics last.
That's an interesting analogy. Go ahead.
Well, and the process does is that it assists us in finding the solution first. Mm-hmm. And then it extracts the why for you. So if I were to take you through something now, we have a long and a short version now. And when the last time I was on the radio, I took us through basically the five, six basic steps of writing this down. So let me take you through the quick one. So the quick version, so say you're on the fly. Maybe you work in a restaurant. Maybe you work, in a high-stress environment where you don't always have time to sit down and write this down. Okay. Well, a good way to just get into the process or get into this problem-solving mode from a space of love is to first ask yourself, am I operating from a space of love or fear? That's the first thing that I do before I do anything, before I pick up the phone, before I get in my car and go to work, before I speak to my son, before I engage with my friends or family, or a significant other, if you have one. That right away is going to put you in a space of, where am I? You know, metacognition, right. They call it, observing your own thoughts and actions and feelings. And you know that when you create from fear, you can only get more fear. And it may work in on the short term, but in the long term, it's going to disassemble or fall apart, or something is fearful is just going to come back to you. It's just physics. However, am I in a space of love? If I am, great. If I'm not, well, I get to shift. And so I ask myself, the next thing that I ask myself is, well, what am I feeling? What is this frequency of fear? Well, everybody has a different idea of love and fear, and that's fine. There's trillions of different frequencies that we can operate on. So we all have a different idea and feeling about what love and what fear is. So in my book, I've introduced something called the neocontext of love and fear. And all it is like a sliding scale, and I have my own, and then I have another diagram where you can fill it out yourself. But at the top of my scale, the highest vibration of love is freedom. Because, you know, Source loves us enough to allow us to be free. We've fought and died for it since the beginning of time. So there must be something to it. And at the very bottom of that scale, in the fear slot, is hate. And in between are all the different frequencies of love and fear. So courage, all you have to do is ask yourself, well, am I feeling courage right now? Well, great, then that must be love, because it's not fear. Well, am I feeling judgment right now? Well, that's not love, so it must be fear. And so hate, violence, mistrust, all of those things are just different frequencies of fear. Inspiration, love, compassion, patience, again, freedom are all different frequencies of love. And so what I've found is that all I have to do is find out what I'm afraid of first. And I could say, well, if I'm feeling mistrust, okay, if I am indeed in a space of fear, what am I feeling? Well, I'm feeling mistrust. What is the opposite of that? Trust, okay? So even though I can't feel love in this exact moment, I know that if I create a space for love, that I can arrive at that at the perfect time. And for a lot of people, there's so much freedom and salvation in that, because people beat themselves up about not being able to get to this space now. But we live in the third dimension, and time is a condition of where we live. Whether it's an illusion or not, it is still a condition that we live in.
When
we respect time, say, I will arrive at the space at the perfect time, it sets it in motion, and it creates a space for solution that wasn't there before.
You know what I want to do? We're getting ready for a segment with Celeste, but I want us to come back after Celeste to talk about that judgment, you know, because one thing that I find with my work, coaching, or friends, or just life, it's, or even those of us on the spiritual path, you know, it's like we run to the light, running away from the darkness, and we want to hold on to the light called spirituality. And anything that's causing us to look back at what we think is negative or the darkness, we're like, no, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to look at that. And you know, when I listen to your process that you're talking about here, it's a dance between going into your heart and thinking what's really going on. It's the masculine and the feminine coming together and working this out. And when they come together harmoniously, meaning there's no judgment, I'll say what I'm going to say till later. So I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about being willing to go and look at what I'm operating from fear. And rather than run from it, but to actually use the awareness of what you're really feeling, if you're operating from fear, to move you forward. Because I really get that. Until you're willing to look at the fear that you're running from, you can never move forward. You're just dragging those monkeys on your back. You're just dragging them. So we'll talk about that when we right after a celestial moment. And the number is 347-426-3346. Listeners, you can call in if you want to experience the process. You know, you can hear it, you can think about it, but it's really about, it's about experience. So if there's something you're dealing with, no matter how challenging it is, or something minor, maybe something just coming up in your body right now, maybe a thought, maybe a disagreement is making you say, I don't want to hear that, that's not true. Well, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And now it is time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan and all the things that I usually have planned. I'm just so sitting with my brother having a conversation. Sometimes hard to just sit down and, you know, because there's so much going on. But anyway, let's bring on Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moment. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hello, Life Coach today. And hello, Zoe. I am thoroughly enjoying your conversation. Yes. I actually do have something to say to you, so I was going to repeat a question that you asked. How can we be clear when we are on fire? Solution is water. Solution is water. How right you are, Zoe. Thank you. So good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number of gifts to provide you with tools to embrace all the fruit that is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, January 10th, 2012. Add the date, and it equals 2023. Add 2023, and you have seven. We have a seventh chakra, which is our crown chakra. Seven also shows up as the Chariot in tarot, which is astrologically connected to Cancer. Its element is water. Now, I mentioned yesterday that the full moon in Cancer energy is still flowing. So let's put a spotlight on the message of seven through the eyes of Mother Peace Tarot, the Chariot, Cancer, and Tarot. My Chariot card features a warrior priestess queen. I don't want the men to feel left out, so step into your warrior priest king vibe. The point is to connect with integration, the balance of the sacred masculine and sacred feminine within yourself. Say hello to your higher self. Pain pushes until vision pulls. The vision is you and victory. In order to see the victory, we have to be the victory. So see yourself in the chariot being led by two goats. One goat has its head up, the other has its head down. This reminds us of the saying, as above, so below, as within, so without. You create your life through your thoughts. This is your ultimate chariot. It will lead the dance of the king and queen within your being. You are not driving. You trust the process. And this card is a cosmic job well done from the universe for doing just that. Applaud yourself today. Yes, the shift is about to hit the fan when you ride the chariot of your life with a smile and a childlike glee of look, ma, no hands. Do yourself a favor. Sure. Go ahead. Surrender the reins today. Let the universe drive. And that's the story of seven. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 p.m. for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Celeste. Wow,
chill.
Indeed. Yeah, I know, that's right. Life is good.
I like her.
It's getting better. I love just what Celeste was sharing, how it ties in with what you were talking about, moving from freedom, from hate to freedom, love and fear. And if we can just look at both, we become the salvation. We become the freedom, and we got to be willing. I love it how, you know, I just got to say this. Because one of the things I was reading the sacred this morning, and one of the things I see, though, it's really the answers already here if we are willing to do the work.
Yeah.
And in this case, the work is the process. You know, and before Celestial Moment, we were talking about judgment. how some people don't want to look at what they're afraid of. They don't even want to allow themselves to believe that they're judging themselves or judging other people or they're being critical. So what do you say to somebody who is operating from a place of fear, but they say, yes, I know I'm operating from fear, but I'm just going to affirm all is well. I am one with God. I know. You know, they emotionally they're feeling fearful, but mentally they're holding on to an affirmation because they don't want to face the fear. How would you work with someone like that?
It's a really good question, and I totally agree with you when I see a lot of that coming up. The easiest way to explain it is that, again, energy can't be destroyed. I mean, there's a reason why positive energy flows through us like a river and negative energy gets stuck, you know. So, for example, like, we can remember and still feel pain from things that happened when we were 5 or 10 or things that we can't even remember, we still have emotional reaction to. And that's a really interesting phenomenon. You know, sometimes they turn into phobias or whatever. What I say to those people is that it's crucial for your health to take that energy on and find that way to transmute it. And either use the process or use the process coupled with other things. But the reason why negative energy, I believe, gets stuck in our bodies is that it's there to teach us something. And once we learn what that is, it then transmutes to positive, and positive, as we said before, just flows through you. I.e., there is no scar for happiness. Why is it that the most triumphant parts of our lives we tend to forget? And why is it that some of the most painful ones we can never forget? Well, it's not the event itself, because the event is just the event. It's the agreement or the negative energy that we've attached to it. So I urge those people, for their own health, their own physical, metaphysical, mental, and emotional health, to really, it's not a matter of just saying, oh, I'm operating from a space of fear, is not necessarily, it's not a bad thing, first of all, and it is technically an affirmation if you want to label it as such. But what is that we are just being honest about what we are experiencing.
Yeah.
I am not angry, but I am experiencing anger. Because as a light being, I can experience both polarities of this energy without becoming these polarities. And these things, this pain is here to teach us how we don't want to feel and how we shouldn't treat others in the future. And some of us, instead of using this pain to create a solution or to break the cycle, we continue it in our lives, and then this energy gets stuck in us, and then it manifests in our bodies, manifests in our relationships, in our mental health, in our careers. So, you know, there's no right or wrong way to live, and maybe this lifetime you're not going to learn from this, whatever it is that's holding you back or that you're in judgment of, but it's only a matter of time before you do, so why not make it this lifetime?
Why not make it this lifetime? The number is 347-426-3346. The website or the fan page is lifecoachade.com or lifeconversationsmedia.com. We're taking your questions and comments. You talk about fear, and there's a quote by Oprah that on Facebook that came actually at the beginning of the show, which I thought was interesting. And the quote is by Oprah, and it says, "Whatever you fear most has no power. It is your fear that has the power." And you talk about, I love when you said just being honest, because I tell people, you know, when we hear the truth will set you free, it almost just sounds like, okay, the truth of your true identity, one with God, one with the universe, one with love, one with peace. But the truth is also, if you're afraid, to just say, I am afraid. If you feel that you're panicking, overwhelmed, to just say, I feel
feel overwhelmed. I'm experiencing overwhelming. I am experiencing pissosity right now. Until we can speak it, you can't heal what you don't speak. And I think that's it's a simple, simple process, you know. So let's move on from that space and place, because you had, I don't know if we've covered all the questions. You said one of the questions that you asked yourself, a quicker way to go through the process is, am I operating from a space of love or fear? The second question is, what am I feeling? Is there another question?
That's the short version. That's
okay,
basically
right.
It.
Okay.
If I'm operating, the next question actually would be, what is the opposite? If in fact I am operating from fear, what is that
right.
frequency that I'm feeling? What am I in? What am I experiencing? So, like you said, if I'm experiencing being overwhelmed, this is one of the few things that I agree with about the method that they use in AA, is that people
mm-hmm.
stand up and they say, "Well, I am this. I am an alcoholic, or I am, you know,
right.
an abuser," things like that. Now, that for me is only half the battle. Okay, so I am feeling overwhelmed, as you said. Great. Now what? Well, what is the opposite of overwhelmed? Well, accepting. I can accept everything that's happening. Or peace
Nice.
Is the opposite of being overwhelmed. Or calm. Or serenity. Or solution. There are many things, if not all of those things, you can use to literally transmute that energy. So that is like basically the short three-step version of how to transmute, is that I can now create the space of peace and serenity and calm, and I can arrive at that space at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, we're no longer stuffing this emotion, because that's what you're talking about. Is what I'm hearing you say, Ade, is that people are justifying, by using light work, they're justifying Band-Aid solutions. And the Band-Aid
nice,
solutions
nice.
Is how we got here in the first place. But by saying, just be positive, ignore it, it'll go away, oh, it'll be fine, time heals all wounds, by stating those things, we're really giving ourselves, in my opinion, those are just licenses to avoid.
Licenses to avoid. Well, but you know, and I think, you know, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. I think there's something to be said about that, but you've got to go full circle. You can't, as you said, you can't just think, okay, I'm experiencing fear. Okay, great, that's it. There's still something you've got to do. If time heals all wounds, but in that time, what are you doing? Who are you being? What are you thinking? And I
right.
think when we're able to put those two together, and I mean, I want to hear your thoughts on that. It's because we have all these phrases, but I sense that there's still something we have to do. If we're one with God, if we're one with the Creator, if we're one with the source of all things, we're not just here to just sit still and say, well, let's see what happens. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts is that because we are in the third dimension, we are
mm-hmm.
physical beings, and without physical engagement, only half of the work is being done through affirmations and vision boards and things
mm-hmm.
like that. Those are great. Those work. However, there is a certain amount of time for things to come into manifestation. And if you physically engage and you go and read and you go and take yourself on and you study these different modalities and you do what you can to learn and find solutions and you're actually engaged in your own healing and your own self, self-discovery,
right,
then
right.
the amount of time that it's going to take to heal is going to be greatly reduced.
Your own self-discovery, and that's when we become an expert of life, expert of our lives, and the people that we watch, people that we read their books, we go to their retreats, we tell our friends how great they are, how wonderful they are, it's the best thing that ever happened on the planet. It's because they took time to do their own self-discovery and self-healing, and until we are ready to do the same thing for ourselves, then we're just going to keep following those people around. For those of you who are just joining us, my guest is Zoe. His website address is lightspace-or-hyphen
lifespace-slc.com. Lifespace-slc.com. He's a coach, an author, the creator of The Process. Now, as we get ready to release the show, let's talk about manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about manifestation, because we all have something we want to manifest, something we want to see happen. You know, we might say, well, I'm beyond that. I just want to create what I want. I want to come from solution. What are a few things, a few steps you can share with listeners to help them create exactly what they want?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Ade. One thing that the process does is by putting us, by saying I create the space for, you know, peace and clarity and things of those, what it does is it starts to align us back to our true selves. What we're not doing is reaching outside of ourselves for some sort of answer. We're really just getting back in alignment with our own heart and our own spirit, because that's where all those things live. We don't get them from external forces. So as long as I'm in alignment, I'm going to attract what is who I am, you know, my authentic self. And so it's really important to know that when you're blueprinting and creating your vision board, say you're really into vision boards, or say you have a to-do list. I have a whiteboard. I have about 5 whiteboards, actually, and a couple of them are in my room. And what I do is I call it blueprinting. And what blueprinting is that I create this list of things that I aim to create, but I'm not attached to their outcomes, if that makes any sense.
So, yes, indeed.
So I love that The Secret was very, it woke a lot of people up, and it gave them a lot of really good tools. For me, it left some things out, and that's where I'm kind of filling in some gaps for the left brain learners, because the right brain learners, just give them the steps and they're done. That's why I made the short version of the process, because all of the mechanics actually confused them. And they're like, I don't want to know how it works. Just give it to me and I'll use it. And they do. It's amazing.
Right.
But without understanding the mechanics, it's impossible to teach, because you can't explain to people how it works. And without that, you can't manipulate it. You can use it and you can just get off and running. But some of the people that are either left brain or want to teach it, they want to know the mechanics. So what I do is, or what came to me one day, was that it was really simple. Manifestation, there's a lot of parts that could be put into play, but it really boils down to 4 things, and they're really simple. So for your right brainers, here it is. The first, imagine you have 4 circles in a diamond shape on a piece of paper. In the top circle, you would have the words perception and conception, right? They are the male and female energy of the mind, if you want to call it that. The perceiving is the ability to receive energy and organize it, and conception is the ability to project energy into an organized shape or form, whatever it would be. And that is actually what I call blueprinting. The next circle would be energy. So what happens is based on my perception of the world, I look around and I say, okay, this is what I have to work with. Well, if this is what I have to work with, here's my concept. My concept is I'm standing in front of a pile of wood. So I perceive that there's a pile of wood in front of me. Therefore, I conceive that I could build a chair or a house or maybe a building. And without that perception, without that pile of wood, the concept would never come into play. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here we are in Source's concept and it manifest, and we're in the world and we have all of this energy, being metal and sand, which we turn into glass, and we have technology and we have our own personal energy, our ability to communicate and think and all this. All of those things go under the energy column, basically. So what we do is we can perceive what we have to work with based on what is here. And we can now conceive that we can create technology, schools, buildings, cars, all those things. So everything that we look at and we interact with at some point was just somebody's dream, was somebody's concept, somebody's blueprint.
Right.
So it all took energy, either ethereal or physical. And then the third part is that it took time. that by being in the third dimension, there is always a time delay. And it's sometimes it's a half a second, and sometimes it's a year, and sometimes it's 10. But the reason why is that if there wasn't time, there would be no safety mechanism for what we truly want. Because every other thought would be, I want a red car. No, wait, I want a blue car. And we'd have cars and ponies and mansions falling out of the sky.
It's like, damn, I just need a roof over my head. I need a helmet. Go ahead.
So here, all of these, time is actually a safety mechanism for the universe to really, in a way, first of all, are we sure that this is what we want? Okay, great. Here's the time that it's going to take to get, you know, or, and it's also a safety mechanism for the universe to be like, to not have to keep up with your every other thought. Because with the thousands of thoughts we have a day, it's good we don't manifest everything that we want. Because
and
how many times do we manifest something that we want that we don't want later?
Right. Let me jump in there with the time thing, because, you know, I've heard people say time is an illusion, time don't exist. And I think, I get it. I think what the process that you're taking us through here is recognizing that we're living in a third-dimensional space, and
yep.
time only exists in this third-dimensional space. And when we realize that, when we look at it, there's a part of us that's free and boundless and is not restricted by time. That's why we can imagine and visualize and see what we want to manifest on this physical plane. But we have to take an honest look at what are the tools, what are the recipes that we have, what are the ingredients that we have to create, to manifest, to create this wonderful cake so we can have our cake and eat it. And so time, sometimes we run from it. Time is an illusion. Well, it is. But at the same time, when you go to work and you go to your boss, your supervisor, and say, I'm spiritual, time is an illusion. I come when I want. Your boss would be like, well, so is your wages. Money is an illusion, so you don't need that. But I like the fact that you're bringing that into the mix of manifestation. So go ahead.
Well, and thank you. I'm glad that you see that. Because everything, especially in the Toltec, context, everything is illusion. We're either sleeping and dreaming, or we're awake and dreaming, or we're awake and we're lucid dreaming. And that lucidity is when we step back and look at everything and say, yeah, everything's an illusion. You know, my job is an illusion, and money is an illusion, and time is an illusion. But there's no getting rid of this illusion. There's no operating outside of it until you ascend to that level. And until then, you're stuck here, just like the rest of us. And the sooner that we master it, the sooner we can manipulate it instead of trying to deny that it ever happened. We must have mastered the second dimension to get to the third, right? And we're not going to just take these, like, shortcuts to the fourth or the fifth. I mean, we have to master each thing. It's just like school. It's not right or wrong. It's just the conditions that we live in.
And when
so
we're trying to take the shortcut, that's where we come back. We say, I'm spiritual. I meditate every day. I pray, but I don't know why my life looks like this. I don't know why I'm losing friends. I'm in pain. It's like, well, because there's things you need to learn. And being spiritual doesn't mean you don't learn lessons. So what's the fourth circle?
The fourth circle is physical manifestation. Hmm. And when we respect time and we allow it to be what it is, either whether it's a second or a year, when we respect that time and we allow our blueprint to come into fruition, then it comes into fruition. When we don't respect time, we change our ideas up. And we're like, okay, well, maybe I don't want that, or maybe I do. And every time we change, we start the cycle over. Or we have a lot of unfinished projects. We have all these ideas and dreams and aspirations, but they're not coming into fruition. Why? Because it's possible that when we get upset with the universe, and we say, well, why isn't this here yet? Or why didn't it show up when I wanted it to, the way I wanted it to? Our energy is now shifting from trust to mistrust. Mm-hmm. And this mistrust, this expectation, is a very disassembling energy. It's doubt. There's nothing cohesive about it. There's nothing harmonious about it. All it's doing is dismantling our original vision. Or sometimes in that amount of time between energy and physical manifestation, we share our blueprints with others and they poo-poo our ideas. you know, and they say, oh, well, that's unrealistic, or there's no way that's going to, or have you thought about this, or maybe you should do it this way. And so it's in one hand, it's important to be flexible with our blueprints because we want to be able to expand or contract them for whatever we feel is perfect. But
right.
On the other hand, when you have others come in and mess with your blueprint in that amount of time, and you switch it up because they don't believe in you, or you have stopped believing in yourself or something like that, then again, we get this disassembly. So it's really important to understand these mechanics if we are to manifest efficiently and effectively. So
yeah.
This is where the process comes in, because we'll have those times when we start to feel doubt and we start to feel fear, and we don't just deny it. We say, yeah, you know what? Maybe this was a little lofty, or maybe this is this and that. This is how I'm feeling. However, when I shift back into love, I say, no, this is perfect. Because acceptance is love and non-judgment and patience and trust, and trusting that the universe is going to put it together the way that it's supposed to, because that whole energy part is not provided by us. It's provided by the universe. We're co-creators, not just creators. Our partner is this unlimited field of energy that just says yes. And once we understand that it will do that, and we give it the time, and we honor our blueprints, and we don't let anybody mess with them, but we hold our blueprints, then things come into manifestation. And until we understand that, we're going to have problems with it.
Right, right, right. And the problems, the challenges, the struggle we have are simply opportunities for us to say, wait, you're missing something. If you're baking a cake, if you're cooking a recipe, but something is missing, the universe keeps saying, wait, you're a great cook, but you're missing, you're leaving something out. And until we learn what we're missing, we won't have something that is nourishing to the soul. Yes, you talk about conception, the energy, the time, and physical manifestation. We are, for me, what I get from that, Zoe, is really being able to download heaven on earth.
Yep.
Downloading heaven on earth. My brother, thank you for being a mad scientist, an experimenter, and a modern-day alchemist, because it is about self-discovery, self-acceptance, and really learning about life. And I'm grateful for you living your life out transparently and using your life as an example. We look forward to having you back when the book is out, and anything else that you're doing, let us know. You always have a room here at Life Conversations Radio, even if it's just a virtual room. You know, you've been your room, but you've been a virtual room with us. Anything you want to share, add, or express to our listeners before we release the show?
Absolutely. First of all, just thank you again. I love just talking to you, just hands down, and it is a benefit to have, you know, 19,000 eavesdroppers. So, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody for lending us your ears and your time. I respect your time and your energy. So thank you. And thank you for supporting Ade and such an important radio station. This is a ripple effect. Every time that you share and that we all share in this consciousness. It's beautiful. What I want to do too is that I read on my email, and Betty asked me if there's anything we want to give away. Well, the book, the first book, The Process, The Infinite Me, Volume 1, that will be available. We're looking for the end of February, early March. It expanded from like a 100 into a 300 page book. And one chapter is basically the cycle of manifestation. There's 20 more chapters of stuff just like this, or, you know, in alignment with what we were talking about today. I did want to give away some stickers, some 12-inch bumper stickers that say, I am infinite. So if you get 3 callers or 3 people emailing, whatever you want to choose, I'd be happy to send those out. And then we will be pre-selling the book in February. So anybody who does order, pre-order, they will just automatically be autographed. So.
Okay. So what we're going to do, take three listeners. We'll get into this issue. I think it's best to, let's just have people email in. Email in, and actually, what are you going to do? Well, okay, so if you're listening online, let's see, I'm on Zoe's website here. Let's see, what can I have you? Oh, let's see, let's get in the matrix of this geometric symbol. Let's see here. I want to make it easy for people. Okay, so great. There is, I want to look for something that's right there. Okay, let's go to the book tab. So we're going to take three. So we'll take your emails. You can email it in, or you can call in 347-426-3346. So let's see. Well, actually, if you're not in front of a computer, well, you can't get this. Well, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Let's make it easy. For those of you who listen on the phone line, those of you on it, we're taking three listeners. Zoe mentioned four circles for manifestation. All you got to do is give us one of them. Four. It's real simple. So you can email it. Oh, we got something ready to tell us already. Okay. They're ready already. So, okay, let's go here. Let's go to Rebecca. I want you to name one of the four circles of steps of manifestations or whatever you want to call it. Rebecca, maybe you have a question. Hello, how are you doing? Are you there?
Sorry about that. I have two speakers in my house, so.
You have two speakers in your mouth.
No, I have you going through speakers in my house, so I have to
unplug
everything.
Oh, okay, so there's a delay.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Please send that down. Okay, good.
I didn't know it was going to be a test. I'm like, no.
It's four steps to manifestation, and I've mentioned it over.
Well,
so
Oh, my goodness.
Take a breath and connect to your intuition.
It was having faith just stepping back and believing that it was going to happen. Otherwise, you become your own hindrance.
Okay, let's be a little bit more specific, because you're kind of close. You're a little bit on the colder side. See, I'm too nice. You're kind of close, but there is some. Okay, here's a hint I'm going to give.
This is why I need the book.
Right.
Exactly.
So there's this thing that we, you know, most of us spiritual people say, blank is an illusion. Blank and blank is an illusion. What is that? You know, we talked about that too. You were here. You were listening. I'm helping you now. What are the things that we say is an illusion? Because your spirit. Okay, I'm going to try something now. Okay,
obviously, right now, everything is an illusion.
Okay.
So
that works.
I'm literally handing this to you. Okay, here's one thing. What is the thing you can't destroy or create? I mean, if you don't get that, then, yeah, you need something. What can't you create or destroy?
Oh, my goodness.
What is the thing that everything is that you can't destroy or create?
Energy, life, energy, universe.
Energy, yes.
Oh, Lord. I went to test and I went, oh, no. No.
You were thinking too hard. You were thinking too hard.
That's exactly what my professors always told me. You're thinking too much.
Think too much, you take yourself away from the answer. Okay, hold on. Betty will get your email address, and I don't know if people are emailing in. I can check the email, but we'll check that. And thank you, Rebecca. We're getting ready to release the show, so we got Rebecca. Anybody else can email in. We're not taking any more calls. Email in to let's see. Yeah, put it on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, and name one of the four steps. Rebecca said energy, and there's three more. It's quite simple. So, and we'll get back to you. My brother Zoe, thank you very much. Continue to be the authentic light bearer that you are, and I look forward to having you back on Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you, Ade. Love and light.
You're very welcome, my brother. Woo, life is good. It's getting better. What is it all about? It is about the process of life. What is the process of your life? The process of your life is to remember that you are the power, that you have the power, that you are one with the source. When you remember, when you realize that you are one with the source, you know that you have all the resources that you need. So whatever it is you're going through, growing through, you have the power to transform energy. How do you transform energy? By setting the intention to be authentic with yourself, with people, to be real, to be honest, to just be, to embrace all that life is. And in that space, you can perceive. When you perceive, you have the conception, you have the energy to support you, you recognize you're living in this realm of time. And you don't trip about time, but you just say, you know what, I'm using all the ingredients. So then I can have my physical manifestation. Boy, I'm just so nice. I just give stuff away. What's really wrong with me? If you miss that, then I can't help you. You just have to come back next lifetime to try it out. But you know, ultimately, what it comes down to is a spiritual path is not just to observe and watch other people do their spiritual thing. And you're like, wow, that's so impressive. It is about you doing your spiritual thing. It's about you expressing your gift. We are all here to make a difference. And we've got to find the flow of our lives. We've got to find out what works for us. We've got to find what doesn't work for us. We've got to choose how we want to create our life. You have the power, but you've got to get in the flow. Ain't that right, Jack Armstrong? Jack Armstrong is the author of Lessons from the Source. And this is what the source, that is you, expressing as Jack Armstrong, saying about the flow. Let's give you a little bit about the flow before we flow on out of here. And thank God for a backup computer, because just as I was getting ready to get in the flow, one computer said, I don't want to go in the flow. I want to stay stagnant. But I found another computer who is ready to flow with me. Here's Jack Armstrong from his book, Lessons from the Source, The Flow. We'll be right back. I'm on deck. Got a show to do.
Flow. To struggle is to work too hard at what should come naturally. Let it flow, whatever the situation or whatever the need. You have noticed how frequently the word flow is used in conjunction with your consciousness. Think of and feel the gentle, steady, perfect flow of a stream or river, or even water coming from a tap. It is ceaseless unless you make a special effort to stop it. You can dam up a stream or river, and you can consciously turn the water off at the tap. It is exactly the same with your good. It is always there. It is always flowing to you and through you and with you. And all you need is to accept it, to go with the flow. It is that simple. Simply accept your good and flow with it. Do not ask why. Do not question or ponder. Let the stream of goodness flow naturally through your life and simply accept that it is there, that it is good, and that it is right. Imagine that you live near a river, yet were far enough away from it that you could not see it, and consequently it was not always in your thoughts. Even though you were not consciously aware of the river, it continued to flow, silently and peacefully and steadily, bringing untold quantities of water, in fact a never-ending supply, and carrying with it those who made the decision to put their crafts into it and trusted it to carry them to their destinations. It is exactly the same, of course, with the flow of divine life. The analogy is nearly precise, with one exception. In the case of the divine flow, it is always in you and you are always in it. You are never physically removed from it as you were from the river. The separation that you experience is one of consciousness. You make the decision in your conscious mind whether to put yourself into the flow, which means to attune your consciousness with it, to make the commitment to trust it, and to let it carry you to the fulfillment of the divine plan for your life. What does all of this mean for you? It means that you are in control of your own destiny. You can choose to trust what you cannot see, but which you know instinctively is there, and allow the good that is yours to unfold naturally and peacefully and with perfect timing, or you can attempt to manufacture your good on your own, through your own devices, relying on the thoughts of your conscious mind and the actions of others. Once again, the choice seems so obvious, yet making it is so difficult. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. There is the word flow again. This is one of the most important images for you to visualize as you work to increase and enhance your attunement with me. You can use the image in your mind of any type of flow that appeals to you and is comfortable to you. When you have it, place your being in the midst of the flow and become one with it. Do not see yourself as a cork floating on top of the water, bobbing up and down and being carried to points unknown by the current. Rather, see and feel the essence of your being as one with the essence of the water in the flow. The water represents the stream of blessings that is always flowing to you and through you and with you. The source of those blessings is God, the source of all good. Just as you are an expression of me, so is the stream of blessings an expression of me. And just as you are one with all aspects of my creation, you and the good that is yours are one. So you become a part of the good, part of the flow. You cannot be separated from it like the cork bobbing on top of the water. Your reality and the reality of the flow are one. There is no beginning or ending to the flow, just as there are no boundaries to the goodness in the universe. Time plays no factor here. Putting your being into the flow is a form of affirmation, and it has the same positive effect.
Yes, indeed. Are you in the flow of your life? Are you flowing with the goodness that you are? You are one with the one. And when you're one with the one, you're not afraid of time and space. You're not afraid of what you don't quite know right now because you know you're one with the one that knows all things, and you have access to that through your intuition, your inner knowledge, your inner wisdom. So you know all things, you may have forgotten, or you may just not want to access that right now. So all about getting in the flow. That was an audio clip from the book Lessons from the Source by Jack Armstrong. To find out more about him, you can go to his website, lessonsfromthesource.com. We interviewed him sometime last month, actually, December last year, last month, last few weeks. And it was a great interview, just awesome, awesome. And speaking of interview, tomorrow we have Dream Interpreter, Dr. Michael Lennox. He's going to be here, the author of Dream Sight. Beautiful book here. It's just, I mean, it's got so much information heavy. Join us. Life Conversations Radio. This is where change begins. And we just want to thank all of you, those of you who are just stepping into the chat room, those of you who are here, those of you who had to step out, those of you who've had your power lunch, those of you on the phone line. And, of course, we can't forget those of you listening on the archive. Thank you for what you do, for who you're being in the world. When people are talking about doomsday, the world is coming to an end. And in 2012, December 21st, there's going to be 3 days of darkness. Ah, stop it already. Just create your own reality. Get in the process. Perceive it. Conceive it. Dance with the energy.
and just allow time to do what needs to, what it needs to do, and watch the physical manifestation happen. You know, we are so much more powerful than we know ourselves to be, than we allow ourselves to accept. But I know that we are enough. We are enough. And on that note, getting ready to release the show. Let's look for a nice song to play here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I will see you tomorrow here, 12 p.m. Eastern, with Dr. Michael Lennox, author of Dream Sight. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Be loved, be true to yourself, and just as important, be loved. Allow the love in. Everything that you need is all around you. It's all around you. The thing is, you may be blocking it with your own thoughts. And you block it by thinking you don't have it. And when you think you don't have it, you experience you don't have it. But when you think you have it, you experience having it. It's a universal cosmic game. Now, let's see. What's the song we want to play right now? I found one earlier, but it just disappeared. I guess I'm supposed to play something. Oh, I know what it is. Promised Land. Cynthia James. Let's play Cynthia James. You're ready. On the promised land, in the promised land. You're already the promised land. CynthiaJames.net is our website, CynthiaJames.net. We are out of here. We will see you tomorrow. And don't go a day without Life Coach a day. This is Cynthia James. I love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you for your support, for your love. Ah, life is good. It's getting better.
What fear, opening my heart so I can truly hear. I am traveling on to another place. I am traveling on. God is lifting me to a higher place. God is.
The love in me, that's the promised land. God always sees the love. I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
hold you back from living life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.